The scripture reading for this morning is taken from the Gospel according to John, and it comes just before what Keith read this morning about Jesus being raised up. The last thing that our Lord and Savior does before he ascends is to pray about us, for us, with us. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked to the heavens and he said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you." Since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence and with your glory that I had in your presence before the world ever existed. I have, Jesus says, made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept the word. And now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them. And they have received them, and they know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those that you gave to me, because they are yours. All mine are yours. Yours are mine. And I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in this world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name, so that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. It did not matter this week how many times I read through that. They and me and you, and you and me, and they and them, and I, you know, that's part of the passage problem. It's like, I'm in who, and you're in where, and I'm in there, and I, you know. Here's the deal. We're one in Jesus Christ, and we're one in God. Now, the author of John felt like he needed to be a little bit more complex. That's okay. But the basic premise is God is in us, we are in God, we are one. We are one people. And Jesus Christ, who has ascended to God, is still with us. Today and forever. Not just one day, not just until this end of life. Not even on the days when we turn away from our Lord and Savior. Jesus is still right there with us, whether we want him there or not. Jesus is still right there, whether we are mad at him or not. And sometimes, if we're honest, we do get mad at him. On this Ascension Sunday, if you read ancient writers other than the gospel writers, they talk about how the disciples felt an absence that was even deeper than that on Easter evening. That when Jesus ascended to the Father, they knew he wasn't coming back until the end. When he died, and he was buried in the tomb, they didn't think he was going to come back. And they were upset and they were forlorn and they were brokenhearted and all of those things. But then he rose from the dead and he visited with them and he taught them again. And so somehow they'd gotten it in their minds that he was just always going to be there. And then comes the day of ascension today. And Jesus ascends to heaven, and they know because of what he said, he is not coming back until the end. And so there is a feeling of almost desperation. The ancient writers, you know, talk about this and say, you know, the disciples, while faithful, were lost. They had been told, though, by Jesus that a spirit was coming, the Holy Spirit, that spirit would come into them and allow them to preach the good news of Jesus Christ in whatever language they needed to preach it in. We'll talk more about that next week. The promise was there, but for this time between Jesus' ascension and the giving of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, the disciples truly had to live in faith, in trust, in the ultimate belief that Christ would keep every promise, that God had not abandoned them, that we are still one people. Most of us in this room have never really experienced that far down abandonment, that sense that God isn't there or might not be there. Most of us have not gotten to that place where we felt like all we could live on was trust, all we could live on was belief, all we could live on was faith. It's where we ought to live all the time, but most of us don't get to that point because most of us have good things that will happen. You know, yeah, something bad happens, but then there's somebody there to help us. Have you ever thought that might be Christ standing right there? And yeah, tragedy happens, and it's awful. But there's people who surround you and love you and hold you up when you don't think you can stand up. Have you ever thought that might be Jesus Christ? You know, we sort of feel like, no, we're trying to do this all alone. But we don't get to that place, the solo. My father was in the Marine Corps and served proudly in the Marine Corps and was at some very, very difficult places in World War II and in the Korean War. He knows what the disciples felt when Jesus left. He knew what it was like to feel as though there was nothing. That all he had to go on was trust and faith and belief. That they were going to come out of this battle, this war, this thing, okay. Now he didn't talk a lot about his service in the Marine Corps because he didn't like to talk about it. He didn't like to talk about killing people. He didn't like to talk about even being, you know, put in that position where he might. But what he did talk about was, he said, a man, and all of the folks in his infantry were men, but a man will either find God or lose God in battle. I think that's probably somewhat true. The hope is they've already found God when they go into battle, but sometimes to really experience God, they don't until they get into battle. What all of us must remember, whether we're in battle or we're right here, we're going through a good time in our lives or a difficult time in our lives, we're on the precipice of another war, please God, no. Please help us have the wisdom not to. Please give us the possibilities not to. I don't want to see any more men and women die. And you don't either. I know you don't. But when we stand on that precipice, the only thing truly we have at that moment is faith and belief and trust that God will see us through. The only thing that we have as we stand on that very edge is to believe that Jesus is right there on the edge with us. And he's not going anywhere. He promised he'd be with us every single day, every single minute, and he is. He promised he'd be there to offer us wisdom. He promised he would be there to offer us strength. He promised he would be there every moment. And he is. And he may be in the form of sun. He may be in the form of stars. He may be in the form of your best friend. He may be in the form of your spouse. He may be in the form of strangers you don't even know. Not too long ago, I visited with somebody who'd had a very dramatic episode, health episode, and came very close to dying, was rushed into the emergency room, didn't know a soul in the place, was sort of in and out of consciousness. And he said to me, it was the strangest thing. As I was lying there, all of a sudden, this face appeared close to mine. And I don't know how many of you have ever been in the emergency room, but if you ever have, you know, you see this face. It's like, hello, I don't know you, who are you? You know, this face appeared, you know, right in front of him. And he said, I'll swear till my dying day it was God. Didn't look what I thought God was going to look like, but, you know, I think it was God. Who said, everything is going to be okay. I'm going to take good care of you. Just trust me. I believe he did see God in that person, in that physician, in that moment. And I believe all of us can too, whenever we need to. Jesus is with us today and forever. Let us pray. Gracious God, on this day of ascension, it's easy for us to think about Jesus being way up there somewhere in heaven and way, way, way far away, when the truth is he's as close as our own hearts. And as we prepare to celebrate what we call the birth of the church, the coming of the Holy Spirit upon us so that we can proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, we know that without him, we can't do anything. But with him, everything is possible. Lord, we trust you. We're going to walk with you. We're going to obey you. But most of all, Lord, we love you. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning is, Oh, How I Love Jesus, and how we do. Sing it with gusto. Sing it like you mean it. Sing it because you mean it. Let us stand and sing.